We're here with Bob Luckey, folks, and we were just talking about Sully. And he has a little intel on what's, because he's seen the film.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it was a very good film. It's a very good film.
Oh.
And I say, I tell anybody to go watch it, but the NTB is not too happy with the movie because a lot of the investigation into his choices of flying to an airport or landing in the river, in the Hudson River, he didn't, they questioned it in the movie, but they really didn't have any questions. You know, in real life, he had one choice, and that's what he did.
Oh, so they made up some stuff.
Yeah, a little Hollywood there.
That's not right. So, Jake, I guess you were correct. They actually played with reality, huh? Jake was hoping that the ending would be different and the whole thing would explode.
Yeah, and sometimes when you watch the movie, you think, are they going to make it? And all stuff, but you know the ending. It's like the movie Argo, too, when you watched it. You go,
yeah.
Are they going to get out of it?
Yeah.
Or the Titanic.
Good one, Alan.
No, we knew that one.
So,
you want to go next?
No, go ahead.
So we have Bob Luckey here, who is the proprietor of Cascades on Warren Street. And you and the lovely Martha came here in 1988.
Wow.
Yeah. Our first 4 years were the St. Charles Hotel. We had the restaurant and bar there for 4 years. Then we closed for a year. Then we opened the Cascades up in 1993.
So what brought you to Hudson?
Well, my wife is, Martha is from Pleasantville, New York. And we were East Met West. We met at a dude ranch in Wyoming.
But a dude ranch?
Yeah. With all the boring details, but that's where the connection was. Then we did a long-distance romance for a few years. Then we got married, and she moved to Seattle. Then we got married, and she lived in Seattle for 7 years. And I've been there for over 30 years, but she lived there for seven. And we found out about the St. Charles Hotel, and we made a move east.
Wow. Was it for sale?
No, we just leased the restaurant and bar from the hotel.
I see.
And the wife showed up with a 4-week-old baby, sight unseen.
Heavens.
Whoa. What do you mean?
She had not knew nothing about Hudson. I visited here and looked at the hotel.
Oh, I thought the baby was surprised you.
sight unseen.
I was like, whoa. Quite a background there. I see. So she, okay. And now, of course, those are young women.
Yes. That was quite a while, huh? Yeah, they're fully... Young women, one lives in Manhattan, the other one lives in Los Angeles.
Do they want to come back to Hudson?
They love coming back to Hudson, but I don't think they want to live in Hudson quite yet.
Feels, mm-hmm.
Right, or maybe.
And they're very excited to see what's happened over the years since they've watched it, watch it grow from what it was to what it is now.
That's, of course, what this exhibition is all about, too, because you get, as I was explaining to our listeners, that it's...
All three of them.
An exhibition. All three of them. It's an exhibition of photographs by Lynn Davis of every building on Warren Street and what it looked like 20 years ago. And the exhibition opening party, I thought, was a wonderful sort of community event, in a sense, because most of the people there had been there in the good old, bad old days, it seems to me, and had contributed to the growth.
Quite a few, and just if not were living on Warren Street, but they were kind of part of the resonance of Hudson.
Yes, the
moving
Renaissance part.
Moving forward, yeah.
But they wouldn't move, Ellen. That was the biggest problem.
Sorry?
I was trying to look at the pictures, in a row.
Oh, you wanted him to
and
be...
everybody's blocking it. They'd start talking with each other in front of a picture.
I know.
You'd have to go around them and stuff. I got to go back.
Well, the exhibition is open until the end of October.
Yep.
And it's at Vince Mulford's Antique Store, and it's open every day. No, Thursday through Sunday.
So when you moved to Cascades, did you buy the building when you
started? Yes, we did.
So your building is in the exhibit.
Correct.
How has it changed in these 20 years since that photograph was taken?
The outside has been painted several times. The awning has changed. But in general purposes, the facade has remained the same. And the windows have been there for a while from the old candy store it used to be.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, Hudson Confectionery was back in the heyday. I'm guessing probably in the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people recently called the Greeks. That was kind of a... soda fountain, if you will, type of place. And a lot of people from who graduated from Hudson High and St. Mary's know it very well. That's the kind of place they can hide on the back, and back in the day they can smoke cigarettes and eat french fries and be happy.
And when you took it over, what condition was it in?
It was kind of a mess. But it was between the Greeks, it was something else, and just kind of, it's kind of a greasy spoon, if you will, for a little while. And we had to do a fair amount. The footprint is still pretty much the same as you walk in there, and the tin ceilings are wonderful, and the old mosaic floor is great. It's getting a little, it's shown its age. I have a little clipping from a Register Star that was put in 1933 from a company out of New York City. And so it's just kind of fun to see when it was put, how it made the paper, I don't know, but it was kind of fun just to see that. But and the tin ceiling is original. And in the basement, it's like a refrigeration museum. They used to make their own ice cream, and I have the old cooling bays and the ammonia pipes and the old turbines down there. It's pretty, they're still there. It's pretty interesting.
And did you have to renovate the apartments above, or were there?
The apartments were a little bit rough, but it didn't take a whole lot to get them back into shape. But they've been apartments for a long, long time.
So when you started the Cascades, what were your immediate neighbors like? Were they still pretty rough? We
didn't really have neighbors. But
really? It was just empty?
It was pretty quiet, I mean, as where Face Stockholm used to be the mental health building, and they renovated that. And Vince Mulford used to be the Clement County Alcohol Recovery Services, where his building was. So there really wasn't a lot of businesses in the area where... And it's just kind of...
And the police station is in between you and Vince Mulford.
No, it's one a little bit up above that.
Oh, it is above there? Yeah.
So who were your customers in the early days?
Well, there was Slim, and it was pretty quiet. I mean, I always tell a story when we first opened up that I told my wife I sure spent a lot of money to have a place to read New York Times and drink coffee, because that's what I did many mornings when you spread out. But we had a very good local following for quite a while.
Right. You've always seemed to get the... a lot of the people work in the courts.
Yes, the courts, and there's professional offices around, lawyers and accountants, and that's kind of been a little business hub there. They've been there for a while, so that's been a big, kind of nice, consistent part of the business.
Well, you're an institution by now.
Me or the business?
Both.
I belong in an institution.
But and Tuesdays is the best day to go there because of the creamy tomato soup.
Tomato Tuesday.
It's very famous. It's very famous.
Yeah, we coined it the Tomato Tuesday because we made tomato soup and people loved it, and we didn't always do it on a weekly basis, and then people always said, well, we'll just keep doing it on Tuesday. So there are two soups we do on a weekly basis. One is always tomato, our creamy tomato on Tuesday, and then we do a seafood variety on Fridays, either seafood chowder or New England clam chowder. Everything else kind of rotates in and out, but those are two main staples of our weekly soups.
And the lentil soup is very good.
Yeah. Ellen loves soup.
I do love soup.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of our forte a little bit. I mean, people do always mention our soup, so it's always nice to hear, and we try to maintain the best of our ability.
Were you ever tempted to expand your empire?
Be honest with you, it's kind of funny that what's happened in the last 4 or 5 years to the Cascades, also to Hudson, has been remarkable. I mean, it's really kind of up its game, I wouldn't say tenfold, but, a lot. And... you know, if this would have happened 10 years ago, I probably would be thinking about expanding and opening another place. But now I'm happy with what we're doing, and age is kind of creeping into the equation. So I don't know if I have the stamina to kind of open up another place.
You used to be open on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, our first 7 years, we're open 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And I worked a good part of those 7 days a week. And we did have a small crew on Sunday, and when they moved on, I said it was too hard to keep it going, so we decided to make sure I had one day off with Sunday.
Do you have trouble finding staff?
It's been funny that I've heard it's very difficult in Hudson, that people are, a lot of places are having a hard time finding staff. I've been very fortunate to have a great staff and very little turnover in the last 4 or 5 years.
Same girls behind
the
counter.
It's worked out. But up until the last, I say 4 or 5 years, it's been always been a problematic to recruit good people and maintain them.
Yeah.
But right now I've been very fortunate to have I'm in a good zone, if you will. We're fun and we have a good time, and we kind of just kind of play off each other, and it works out well.
So in those early years, it was there weren't many people just walking up and down the streets.
Right. Yeah.
So it was a rough haul.
It was a rough haul. Yeah. I mean, it was it was a job. You just did the best you could, and I mean, there's a lot of horror stories I can go through that.
Ooh, that's kinda, a couple.
No, just again, just making payroll, just doing everything and paying the bills, uh-huh. And you really now you can kind of forecast to the future a little bit and kind of count on things being a certain level. Back then, you didn't know what was going to happen, so you just kind of. You hung on, and it was a bumpy ride for a few years.
And at a time when a lot of people were also abandoning the school system, you put your daughters,
both girls.
Went, just like little Jake here.
Yeah, no, both girls went from kindergarten all the way through high school at the Hudson High School and did very well. And they had loved the school and the teachers, and they went on to good colleges, and it was, it worked out well.
And wasn't Candace a valedictorian?
Yes, she was valedictorian.
Class?
Yes,
that's impressive.
She's the one who lives in Los Angeles.
Is she in the film industry?
Yes, she's in TV.
TV. What is she doing now?
She works for, I can't remember the name of the company, but they produce the show Kingdom. It's a mixed martial arts. It's on DirecTV. And it's not geared to our age. It's usually
speak for yourself.
I think for young men of the age of probably 16 to 25.
Jake,
I think
you
is
know
that,
it, Jake.
But, yeah, but it's on DirecTV, so you wouldn't necessarily always see it.
Yeah,
but she worked for another producer, Bill Lawrence, who produced Scrubs and Cougar Town, and Undateable, and so she was on the set of that for a little while.
Nice,
but she's kind of enjoying California life.
Good for her. Yeah. Well, what was I going to ask?
And that is a good question, Ellen. What were you going to ask? You got this man in here.
It's a question in itself.
I don't remember.
You went to the opening of the...
yes.
I believe I saw you there, too.
And we have a print from Lynn Davis from when she first came out with him 20 years ago.
Of your building.
Of our building.
Yeah. Nice.
I wish you'd have him do a new one because it's a little shabbier looking back then than it is now. But it is what it is. And it's kind of fun to have a piece of her work because it's fabulous. And it's an exciting time to be part of Hudson. And I've said this for the last 4 or 5 years. As long as the economy, national economy, doesn't do anything crazy like in 2008, 2009, I think Hudson's poised to do very well. I don't think we've seen our best days yet. I think there's...
Well, you and I talk about it occasionally, about the ups and downs, and everybody...
Would you like to share some of that, Ellen?
Well, it's just that I get nervous when everything seems to be going so well, I don't want to be overly optimistic about what's happening.
Well, on the other hand, Ellen, so much money has been invested here.
I know.
It's hard to believe that it could just tank in any way. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I do believe, from what I've heard, a lot of people invested cash into their business. They're not like beholden.
There's not a lot of heavy leverage.
Underground mortgages going on. Right. So if things get tight, I think they can weather the storm much better than maybe a lot of other places can. And people love it here. I mean, it's a really...
I know.
There's something
they
in the water.
They should love it.
It's something in the water
because
people's passion for this place is really remarkable. Even people who have been here for a few years, too, they fall.
I know. And when I meet anybody and they say, oh, they're just visiting, I say, well, give yourself a couple of weeks and you'll be up here, looking at real estate.
Yeah. Yep. And Ellen's ready. Ellen's just waiting until the market hits its absolute peak, because then she's going to sell.
But it wasn't unusual.
Not true.
If you talk to some of these business owners, how'd you get here? Well, we drove here for the weekend and loved it. And we have to be here.
I
mean, just like that. I mean, that's spontaneity. And just it was.
It
amazing.
Is. There's a vibe. There's a vibe here.
Ooh, a vibe.
A vibe. You walk down the street, you feel it.
But again, I go back. As long as the economy can kind of just maintain, and there's not a big hiccup like again in 2008, 2009, I think Hudson's really going to see some really neat things happening here.
They're already happening. Yeah. Like, who bought that, the church that's next to Nolita?
David Hammond, an artist.
And talk about pumping money into a project. It must be.
Someone said it's
expensive.
Probably the most elaborate restoration ever done in Hudson. And you can tell just from
the way. It would be hard to argue,
right.
I mean, repointing every brick, and it's really quite amazing.
But the steeples alone and the scaffolding alone is impressive.
I know, right?
And the place was in pretty bad shape from the former owner who somehow tore down something inside that was holding the building up, Well, let's get rid of that wall, and before you know it.
It's not a weight-bearing wall. What the heck?
But in this case, I think it was a weight-bearing wall.
But, you know, the funny thing about it, we can talk about what happened from, I mean, you know, the 500, 600, 700 block were always kind of the hub of Hudson. And just what happened, the 400, 300, 200, it just, that's really kind of, and now it's the 800 block
right.
has been
right.
going
I mean,
crazy.
And
Ellen,
State
Ellen
Street.
Yeah. Upper Warren.
Upper Warren, now,
upper
yes,
Warren.
Yeah.
Seven up, we
seven,
call.
Seven up, yeah, and below, yeah. But that's and all the way down the waterfront. I mean, yeah. It was really kind of, you know, ebb and flow down the street for a while. But when I was in downtown when I opened right. up. People thought I was crazy when I opened up, and now I'm midtown. So it's,
by
kind,
the way,
it's kind of fun.
I saw a sold sign in that medical supplies building that's been a dump for a while. The one that
mean the orthotic
yeah,
shoe
the orthotic
guy?
Shoe guy. It's finally it's just sold.
Oh, my. I was wondering about that. It's like the last holdout in that
yeah, right.
area.
It's also Suddy's right there, too. That's a wonderful throwback, man.
Yeah, did you ever go in?
Yeah, but it was open when we were here, yeah.
I mean, even now, that stuff, it's just like a little piece of time that hasn't changed.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to sell, apparently.
I guess not. Right. The family or whatever. Yeah,
right. Just, remember we interviewed the son-in-law or something? Or,
yes, right. He's
he was a descendant somehow of the owner.
And he's involved in farming and
yes.
Yeah.
But it's funny, you can just go look in the front door and just kind of get very nostalgia about it.
I know.
Yeah, at our age, you get very nostalgia about it. Cause
it's all
right.
In there. They used to, it's Lineage Farm, and they used to do a food drop there.
Right.
Which is how I got in there and just couldn't believe it was still there. It was just like,
I know.
This was the 1960s or 50s soda fountain.
Yeah.
Just preserved.
When I came here 21 years ago, there used to be an ice cream store, I think where Vico's is. What was the name of that?
Give me a minute. Don's Confectionery, I think.
That's right. Yeah. And what was the name of your, what is
Hudson
now Cascades?
Hudson Confectionery. Confectionery or something like that. Yeah, it was a candy. I have a wonderful photo, probably 1930, 1940s that I have in the restaurant that was all the candy displays and guys in the long white aprons, and it's pretty neat looking. And
where was Vasilo's, I wonder?
Now, Vasilo's, I believe, burned down. I don't think because...
Was it at the corner of 5th?
No, it was the middle of somewhere on the 400 block, I think. Uh-huh. And I think it burned, and I'm not quite sure. I always get conflicting reports on about where that was.
Yeah. Well, maybe it had more than one location.
Could have, yes.
It's amazing to think of making a business out of just, you know, counter candy and newspapers and the way a so-called stationery store used to be in our youth. You know, it's just a...
Because our first year here, the corner of Charlie's, that was the empty lot. That's the empty
lot
there
on
5th and Warren. That was that burned the first year we were here. It was an old
What is now an empty lot?
Empty lot, yes. Yeah. The famous empty lot on Warren Street. Which is hard to believe. Nothing has been done with that for all the years, but that's for a different story.
Well, they better watch out because
what?
Famously... Drugstores by corner stores in cities.
Well, what is now Old Hudson used to be a drugstore. Not a drugstore, but it used to be a convenience
store.
Before that was convenience store.
It was medical offices.
Medical, yeah. And before that it was convenience store.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, this year's I've been here watching things flip over, and all of a sudden I tell people, I go, wow, you've been here for a while, but it's you know.
The most amazing thing to me is the white whale across from you, because that was this dumpy little building, though part of the decoration of it was visible. And when they moved there, it's like they discovered a building, and they unearthed it. And tore all the bad stuff off, and now it's quite
and it's
charming.
It's wonderful.
Building.
It's a great neighbor, and it's nice to see a little more life on down the end of our street, because still the 400 block is void of a lot of this walk, especially in walk-in shops were on the lower half of Warren Street. Mm-hmm. 400 block is. It's just, but you know, again, with 300 block, there's a ton of people. But it was funny when 300 block. Started to expand and shops started to grow there, that people would, and this was probably 10, 12 years ago, and people would come in and go, how long have you been here? And I'd say, I've been here 15 years, but they just never came down the block. So they found it. So that's, I think, exponentially it kind of helped us grow with the expansion of 300 and 200 block, kind of grew the block and people came down.
Right.
And, well, you know, Ellen, that's my problem with the newly located Lick. I never went to Lick when it was downtown. Now it's like right around the corner, and I'm
And that's a great space. Putting on with the park there, it's a perfect space.
It is a perfect space.
And I'm losing weight because
Lyft
has moved.
You have to walk to get there.
I have to walk to get there, yeah.
With the park and the ice cream, that's a great, I think they should do well.
Great combination.
And he's trying to, and he added a counter, so he's trying to make it more like an old-fashioned soda fountain counter.
Studies, one of these days, is going to, you know, somebody's going to convince them to sell, and it's going to be a true soda fountain again. I'll bet you.
You want? I'll take money on that.
You will?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So the outlook is optimistic and
yes,
upward
from,
and
from
onward.
My perspective, yes, things are doing well, and I think from the merchants, I think they're all fairly confident that things should maintain and to do well. So I think it's a nice time to be in Hudson.
It is. It's a wonderful time. Some of the stores, I question whether they will survive, but they keep going on. I think of Dr. Watson's Cabinet, something like that. Do you know that store?
Mm-hmm. Watson's Cabinet, yep.
And I'm not quite sure what it is they sell. Potions.
Potions. Notions and lotions.
Notions and potions.
It's all right, you know. Yeah, there's turnover. There's natural
turnover. Yeah, not everything's going to work.
Yeah, not everything's
and then there's the famous vinegar store.
Yeah, that's...
I think they sell other things besides vinegar.
Olive oil.
Olive oil. Olive oil and vinegar.
Probably not water.
So, anyway, yeah, there'll be some turnover for sure.
Yeah, there's... I mean, again, everybody tries it and see how it goes. I mean, we are seasonal. All those nice thing about it, I think our seasons are expanding, where the better time is, it's not just, you know, 3 or 4 months during the year, it's probably 6-7 months out of the year. I mean, you can't do anything about January, February, and March. That's our
right, except go away.
Go away, yeah, which a lot of people do.
One of my favorite months here.
One of the
you don't have to no waiting at the restaurants.
Right.
No waiting, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, the Hudson Business Coalition sent an email saying that there were two tours coming through, one from some museum in Virginia and another one from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Did you see any did it affect your business at all?
It's kind of a blur right now because every day just kind of we're like
a bunch of people
like bowling pins. We just set it up and we get knocked down. The next day we set up and get knocked down. So it's kind of... The weekends have been very strong because, you know, ironically, when we first opened up, everybody always thought that, wow, Saturday must be your busy day. And Sunday, well, Saturday and Sunday were our slowest days for the longest time. And now Saturday is just as good as the rest of the week. But but for the longest time, Saturdays were our quietest day. We had that Monday through Friday trade. And I'd say the last 3 or 4 years, that's what's probably changed the most is our Saturday business.
And you... just serve breakfast and
breakfast, lunch and a little bit of catering.
Right.
And that kind of, it all seems to work. And I still have nights off. And for a restaurant person to say that, it's a nice thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you still do dinners for Winter Walk?
Yes, we'll be opening Winter Walk again for this year. And I always claim we're going to close one day or 1 year so I can go out and see what goes on out there. But haven't done it yet. Because it's always so much fun, and I love like, to be out part of it. But I go up one block, down one block, and that's my Winter Walk for
that's
the night.
That's it, huh? Yeah.
Well, don't tell Ellen that. She'll get, you know, she's a big honcho for Winter Walk.
Yeah.
Stop it. No, no more.
Oh, no more?
Yeah. No more.
Oh, great.
I'm emeritus.
Emeritus.
I stand around and ask questions. Oh. Did you do this? Did you do that?
Ouch, yeah. I'm sure they love that.
But just a little funny thing about Winter Walk, Norman Mintz and Roberta Gratz, I mean, they went to the HDC year. This is going back probably 20 years ago, and they showed...
They wrote a book,
yeah, The Living City, or she has a couple books out, I believe. But they just showed these wonderful photos of Corning, New York, the Christmas time, where they had the lights and the crowds, and we're just sitting there looking and go, wow, I wish we could have one something like that, and sure enough, we have it. It's really kind of funny how we just looked at it and go, you know, we had nothing to get crowds out, and here now, look at Winter Walk. It's a wonderful event.
Too big a crowd.
Yeah, it is for some people, yes. I'm glad I don't have to come drive in and drive out of it and find parking.
How do you feel about these Saturday parades? Are you a complainer about that?
I'm neutral. Yeah. I think they probably could do better with it, if you will. But it's, you know, it's, as far as impacting, it really, it's not a whole lot of difference, but that way. I think they,
that's good.
You know, if people wanted to talk about it,
hurt your business,
if people want to talk about it, I would join that conversation to see if there's something better we can do with it. But it's, as right now, I'd say we can go with it.
Yeah. Well, the Flag Day Parade is the really big parade.
Right,
And it's on Saturday, and you're open on Saturday.
Saturday, right.
So that...
It's, it, you know, again, I always thought maybe it did slow it down, but I've kind of watched it a little more carefully the last couple of years, and it's about neutral. It hasn't really changed. And
right.
And the Pride Parade, the same way, it's kind of, it's been about the same. So I'm kind of, always when I'm surprised at the end of the day, I look at it, I go, okay.
You mean your business
the business
is
about
the same?
The same, yeah. I know other places don't feel the same way about it, but... but again, if they wanted to make a, have a conversation about it, I would be part
sure,
of that.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you so much, Bob, for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Bob.
It's nice to catch up a little bit again.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, Ellen has this ongoing series of talking to local business people, especially those who've been here for a long time, to find out how things have changed.
Yeah.
Isn't that your idea, Ellen?
Sort of.
Oh.
Not quite.
Oh.
But it is fun to me. It really has been talking to people who've been here 10 years or 15 years ago and talk about and what they expect, how it's changed so much. And
No, it's always interesting to find out what brought people here. And architecture is often mentioned. I it's surprising.
Yeah. My story is very convoluted, and my wife just rolls her eyes when I go into it, so I won't go into it. But it's to me, that
she's not here, though.
Yeah, the fact that I'm sitting here is always that I'm in Hudson. It's amazing to me because so many things had to happen for me to get here. And so I always never bores me.
Well, it never bores me either. So what do you think, guys? Any more questions for Bob?
Any questions, Tom?
Jake, I thought you were full of questions about...
No, I'm not.
You know, Jake is... you know Jake Ebel. You know Jake Ebel.
Oh, he's, now I see the
represent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watch him... All the kids grow up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. It's amazing. That's fun. I like seeing that. But I thought you were going to ask about Marsh's and Sullivan and all of the Sullivan Stationery.
Sullivan Stationery? You ever heard of that?
It's right up the street, isn't it? Isn't it here or?
It's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's no more.
Oh, it's no more.
Yeah, it used to be a shop that my grandmother owned.
Oh, okay. No, that's a little probably before my time then.
Yeah.
I'm old, but
very
not that
long.
Old.
Yeah, very long ago.
Do you remember the toy or the town fair?
Oh, of course, yes.
Town fair.
Oh, the Kowik show. I golf with Richard Kowik, so it's
It was a great toy store.
Our girls went there many times.
And but Marsh's, when did Marsh's close? Marsh's department store.
That's been before my time.
That was.
I don't know Marsh's. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Janet, your mother's family owned it, I think.
I don't think so.
Stair Galleries is right now, right? Stair Galleries is there?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What was the name of the store that Vince Milford, what was the name of that store? That's, his place was a department store at one time, too.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Maybe there's something in the sidewalk. Often there are letters embedded
in
the
concrete. It's
all
been torn up, so. I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah, no, that must have
people
been.
People don't remember the old sidewalks we had, the old pavers that people love to fall on.
Oh, you mean those brick pavers?
Yeah, yeah, those are a challenge.
They were a challenge. They were a challenge for sure. Okay, well, thanks for coming in, Bob.
Okay, anytime.
And good. Anytime.